If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Life is so much better. Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice, more show is Friday. Play me some love music, some music to fall in love by. Your extraordinary love story. Starting Monday, this is happening here on Alice. You don't like it? Oh, you know what sounds like? That sounds like a Bridgerton song. A song from Bridgerton. I like it. Turn up a little bit more.
I don't know why I'm picturing the guys playing as the Titanic sinks.
Such a romantic.
That's a very romantic movie. Yeah. Very romantic.
All right.
If only you could have just hung onto that door.
Hang on the door, Jack.
No, don't let go of the door. Jack. Try again. You tried one time and jiggled a little, but, you know, you could try again. Okay. Here we go. Your extraordinary love story. Starting Monday, your chance to win a romantic dinner for two at the Fairmont San Francisco. I've eaten there many times. I love the Fairmont.
I love the
people
Fairmont
of the Fairmont.
Too.
That place is upscale. Delish. Okay, so let's start over. Your extraordinary love story. Extraordinary love story. Starting Monday, we have your chance to win this great dinner for two. Very romantic, very Valentine's-y at the Fairmont San Francisco, including a three-course meal with champagne and hosted parking.
That's good.
All you have to do is head over to... Now, this starts on Monday.
Monday at midnight if you want to stay up late on Sunday to be the first person in.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
That's when the gates open?
The gates open on Monday.
Sunday into Monday midnight.
Right.
All right. You go to RadioAlice.com and leave us your extraordinary love story. That's when the link will go active. The winner will be announced and read on the air on Wednesday. That's got to be Thursday, February 13th. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On Thursday, February 13th at 8 o'clock in the morning, you go on, you write out, what is your love story? Who doesn't love a good love story? I mean, somebody's meet cute. You can, I mean, I'm not saying make one up. Don't do that. Tell us your real love story. We want to be able to talk to you. And then you and your love go to the Fairmont. But man, a good love story?
On Sarah,
right?
Sneaked off with John, who was in a relationship with Doreen.
Yeah,
but,
that's
you know.
True. I wasn't in love with him until later, but the love began there.
They went to the store to buy some beer on a beer run.
Yeah, we went to the Packy.
And then on the drive home,
I was all like, oh, I went to camp here. And he was like, that's so romantic. I used to go to camp here too.
And so they drove off
deep into the forest in the middle of the night.
And
just
made
to see the
out
camp. What? That was an accident.
Behind Doreen's back. While all the thirsty party people were like, what is taking those guys so long? It's barely a 10-minute drive. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 more minutes, and like 30 minutes.
All we did was make out. It was fine. We got right back on the road.
Uh-huh.
We both went, this is wrong. Oh, no.
Oh, right.
You still my beating heart.
Mm. That's where the seed was planted.
That
the
is
forever
where the
seed was planted right then. Mm.
Campy Mikas, we had that in common.
Meanwhile, Village is like, I can't. I'm so thirsty. Poor me.
I know.
I wish there was beer.
Mom, what took you guys so long? That seemed like a really long package store run, you guys. Thanks for getting the beer, but it's already warm, so did you bring some ice or anything? We can maybe chill the beer back up. Hope you had fun though. You know, it's funny, like we're talking about a friend of mine my whole life. This guy, Steve Villa, has been my friend and a couple years older than me. I was in the same class as his little sister, and so I knew him for like my whole life, and he is the reason I know John. So which is the most important relationship of my life.
Right.
Like if it wasn't for Steve Villa, Valanche.
Well, and Village had his shot. He just clearly fumbled it because.
He didn't fumble.
No, he did.
No.
Had he gotten the job done correctly.
I'm sure the job was fine. I can't even really remember what happened. Like we were friends. And there was no one else left at the party. We were drunk. He was like, what do you think? I'm like, all right. And then,
hey Sarah,
he gets up. He gets up and he goes, well, I guess we can say we did that now. Okay, I guess we can.
That was great, Sarah.
I'm sure it wasn't great. I'm sure it was just okay. He was sniffing around for more.
Back with all the boys, he's like, all you gotta do is stay up past everybody else, and it's a lock.
This is, you know what? It's one of the rare times though that when you sleep with like a best friend, that you continue to be best friends afterward.
That Sarah, is not, the sex was so bad that I'll be best friends with you forever.
Yeah,
we'll just
listen. Let's just be friends. Let's just be friends.
Evil Rick's like, let me get this straight. All you gotta do is just stay up.
Rest in peace.
Get some coffee from Dunkin'. Yeah. Stay up. Drink it.
Bring her one too. She needs to stay up too. Oh wait, she's got something that keeps her up.
Yeah,
oh, no, don't worry about that.
Right.
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, that was fun. Thank you.
That was fun. Sure. Yeah. I mean,
what a love story.
Listen.
You and John
so,
share.
Just like I'm gonna go back to this. Your extraordinary love story. Hopefully.
Oh, right.
Oh, we're still talking about that.
Well, I'm just because I feel like I didn't. I really want to impress on people that we have this like incredible prize to give away next week. And all you have to do is tell us what your incredible love story is. Not mine. Don't tell my story. Just tell your incredible love story. Extraordinary love story. Extraordinary love story. So Fairmont, San Francisco. This starts midnight on Sunday going into Monday.
Right.
I'm not sure because I don't know if it's got like, you know, word limits or any of that stuff. We just want the story. We want to know the story. Keep it brief though.
Keep it brief. Short and sweet.
Yep. Self-edit. All right. Who is America rooting for on Sunday?
Eagles.
We're going to play over under exactly. All right. So do you have a little, I would like some, it's just a mini game.
Do you want a little game
music?
Hold on. I'm busy with the love music.
I really liked the love music. I think you made a very fine choice.
Oh, thank you.
That was an excellent segment.
Yeah.
Well done, Sarah.
Actually, I'm going to give you the credit for that one, Vinny.
What?
Anytime love stories come up, it's all you.
Oh, thanks.
All right. So over under exactly. I'll give you the number. You tell me the actual numbers over it, under it, or exactly it. According to a new poll, 48% of Americans say they will definitely or probably watch the Super Bowl. According to a new poll, 48% of Americans say, well, I'll definitely or probably watch the Super Bowl. About half of all the people will definitely or probably watch the Super Bowl. So what do you think? 48%. Vinny, you're first. Over, under, or exactly 48%? Is the actual number over that?
That's under.
So you think the actual number is over?
I think if you ask people, they'll say, yeah, I'm watching. Whether or not they actually do isn't the question, is it?
This is, according to a new poll, 48% of Americans say that they will definitely watch the Super Bowl. So
I'm saying that's under. I think most people have a plan of some kind.
You're saying the number is higher.
Yeah.
I'm saying that the number is lower.
It's exactly. So sorry, guys. Neither one of you wins on that one. of the Americans.
Your games are too hard.
I know. I wrote this whole game out and then I went, oh, I did it backwards. I did them back. I just had to figure it out.
I don't even know what the question is.
Over, right. Under, or exactly. Is the actual answer over the answer I give you, under the answer I give you, or exactly the answer I've given you? Of the Americans watching this weekend, 43% of them will be pulling for Philly. Is the actual number over that? Hold on.
You don't even know.
I actually don't know. Okay, do you think that the number's higher, lower, or exactly that?
43% are rooting for the Eagles.
43% are pulling for the Eagles.
Less people want the Eagles to win than that.
Fewer people want them to win.
I'll say exact.
Sorry, it is, in fact, fewer. Or whatever it is, it's 29%. So that's a point for Vinny. 1 point.
Oh, I got a point.
You did, because you were right.
Yeah, I was wondering. I didn't see your face light up and you start dancing around.
I'm
really confused, too. All right, then here's the other one. 22% will be pulling for the Kansas City Chiefs. Is that number higher, lower, or exactly the right number? I don't know how to play this game. I'm never playing this game again. Well, 22%.
You made it.
I know.
Up.
I honestly make mistakes at 4 a.m. all the time, and this is one of them. When I put this together, I was like, I think I have it figured out. And then once again, I don't have it figured out as usual. 22% will be pulling for the Kansas City Chiefs. Is that over, under, or exactly the number that will be pulling for the Chiefs?
Vinny,
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If I think that the number of people pulling for the Chiefs is higher than 22%,
yep.
What do I say?
You say over.
Over.
Okay. You think it's higher than that?
I'll go exact.
It is exactly 22%.
Oh, did I get bonus point for that?
No. So, no, you guys are tied 1-1. So total, no. It seems like only half the people who are going to watch the game even care about who it is. All right, here we go. Don't laugh at me. It hurts my feelings. 35% of the people watching the game do not care at all. It was one of those years. 35% don't care at all. Is that number higher than the actual amount, low under the actual amount, or exactly the amount? Who cares?
I'm going exact.
Okay.
I will also go exact.
Now it's under.
Oh, fudge.
Yeah, that number's under. It's the actual number is 49%. Doesn't matter. Who cares? I'm sorry. I'm sorry about it. I really expected that to go better. And
is that it?
Just did. That's it. And you guys are tied. You're amazing.
Oh, good.
I don't know how you do it.
I wanted to be on the show.
Oh, go ahead. Be on the show.
Thank you.
Sure. Who's ready to go with Maddie's on the show?
He's on the show. There's Maddie.
But also, I'll camp him.
No.
Honestly, I wouldn't want to be attached to that in any way, shape, or form.
Just trash me. Yeah. Tell me anything.
She just did.
That was some crucial stats that no one has any grasp on of who's interested in watching the game. I got to stop making up my own games at that time of the morning. I just
under.
Did you like the other game that I played, though, where they put the things in order? That's me at 5 a.m.
I liked them all.
Mm-hmm. Super Game Friday.
You're wonderful. Super Game Friday.
Super Bowl weekend. It looks like we're going to get some Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt action.
Okay.
Man, I'm looking at this picture of Tom Cruise, and I'm not sure when this was taken, but it's recent. Because the puff-a-doodle-doo that he's got going on his face.
There's some surgery
profound.
Happening there. That
actually makes him look so tired.
I didn't realize it for a while, but the most recent work he's had done has, in fact, backfired. It's unfortunate, but I understand these guys are, you know, big screen stars worth millions in every movie. I am currently, and this is a true story, I'm currently panting to get to Mission Impossible Part 2. Whatever it is.
Final Reckoning.
Whatever it is.
So Dead Reckoning was the first one?
I don't remember. I watched the first half. The stunts are absolutely freaking spectacular.
Yes. Ding, ding on that. That is for sure.
Everything about the, like, the action and the, it's just all good. I love it. And I don't know why this trend for, we'll show you the first half and then you'll wait a year for the, like, that's what Wicked just did. You'll wait a year. Because what are you going to do? You're right.
Not go to the amazing movie.
But I really love those Mission Impossible. I think this is the last one of them all.
But could that be true?
I think so. But anyway, yeah.
They are really good. I like the team that he has.
There's a Top Gun in the works, part three.
Yeah, which a couple of the people who are in the most recent one are like, yeah, I'm not even in that. Yeah, not Tom. I haven't heard anything from Tom. I have to assume Tom's in it. But Miles Teller was like, yeah, I'm not in that. They didn't ask me back.
What?
I know. Just a random thing I read.
A thing where he was saying he told Tom Cruise he needs 6 months run up in order to get himself in shape for it.
Let me Google it.
And then who's the other guy? Gene Hackman's kid, Frank? No, what's up? The new hot guy? He was in Twister. Nobody.
Oh, it's he's the guy.
Glenn Powell.
Yeah, there it is.
Gene Hackman.
I'm only seeing your thing where it says that he wants a 6 month run up. But I've read something this morning or somewhere.
If that's a negotiating tactic, good on you, Miles Teller. But he's the star. He's going to carry that baton. Tom is mangled with face surgery. So it's Miles Teller and Glenn
Powell.
Powell's.
Good job pulling that name. I didn't pull it. Oh, who said it?
I said Gene Hackman.
Oh, and then he said,
I don't know.
I thought you said it.
Maybe I came up with it after, but either way,
listen, this is all neither here nor there. We're talking about Tom Cruise's bad facial surgery, and he's the star of the Super Bowl. Somehow he got the quarterback position, and he's going to make the whole thing. It's just in the pregame, but it's Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. And I will say, Tom Cruise loves festivities. You know, like he was awesome at the Olympics. Like he seemed so happy to be there. He did the thing where he's jumping off. He lands on the Hollywood sign. He's going coast to coast, across the pond, does the whole thing. That was so fun and so exciting. And he just wants to be part of it. He just wants to be part of the party. And it is a big party. The Super Bowl is a huge party.
You're already scared because you're going to step off a ledge and drop on a tiny wire all the way down to the ground floor in that big stadium in Paris.
And you just trust that the people have made it happen.
Well, forget about that part. Just a speaking engagement for the average person as they sit there in the audience I just peed my pants and now I still got to get up there and talk to everybody. Mm. And he's sitting there with the world watching and they're going, Tom, 60 seconds till you drop off that ledge.
And he's just let me finish this text up real quick. Yeah, no
problem.
Dude's
got ice water in his veins.
He is. He's badass
for him to be just like, let's do this. I want to.
Do you think it started out where he was like, I just want to overcome some of my fears? And now he's just like, I am completely fearless. I'm going to do something. I'm going to do this until maybe he wants to die doing a stunt. Like that. Imagine that. Going out with a blaze of glory like that.
I don't know. But I do feel like it's easy for us to make fun of Tom's face surgeries and whatever. But there's a dude who goes and does it.
Right.
I give him credit.
Yeah.
I'd be all, you want me to do what? That's a no, Bob. No, not at all. I don't even want
to
get on the plane.
Walk out there to talk to a classroom full of children about their future? No. I'm not doing that.
The only one who can do it.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. He said sometimes he feels like he's the only one who can help.
It's so true. You don't want to talk to the children. That was a great joke.
Yeah. Please. And this guy's like, although I will say, maybe I'd rather jump off a building than talk to children. I mean, maybe this would be that. That'd be the thing. I'd be like, well, at least he's not talking to children. God,
children. Bear or talking to children?
Bear. It'll be over faster.
Jesus.
Oh, okay. Sources involved in the big Super Bowl production this weekend are saying that Tom and Brad both have prominent roles in Fox's Super Bowl pregame broadcast. Brad's role is going to have something to do with a tribute to America about 30 minutes prior to, I guess it's 3:30 our time, isn't it? The kickoff. This is all in Eastern time. So I think our kickoff's at 3:30. So they're saying he'll be on in the pre-show about 30 minutes before that, 3 o'clock our time. Unclear exactly what Tom's doing for the game, but then they flashback. I'm looking at TMZ and they're like, but remember what he did with the Olympics and the skydiving and the everything. Mm-hmm. So they put that thing up there and they don't really know. They call him an adrenaline junkie. And so he'll probably do something where he goes, hang glides into the stadium or something. Who knows? It looks like they're saying here that Lady Gaga will also be part of the pregame. I think she it says she filmed a moving tribute to first responders early Thursday morning on Bourbon Street.
Oh.
Tom Brady, Michael Strahan.
She was also part of the Olympics.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. All that and a football game. So there you go. Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, some kind of Super Bowl appearance. It's going to be pregame stuff. So if you, and usually people have the TV on leading up to it. So keep an eye out for that. No team in the NFL has three-peated, but one player has. Do you guys ever heard of it? I know you'll know the name when I tell you it, but, you know, they say if the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl, they'll be the first team to have three-peated three right. championships in a row. But
in fact, look up the number, please. Pat Riley, former Laker coach. Actually, he played for the Knicks, was the coach of the Lakers. He now runs Miami. Mm. But back when the Lakers three-peated, he made up the word three-peat and what do they call it? Trademarked it.
Oh, is that so?
And so the Chiefs had to ask him if they could use the term three-peat after they win. And of course, that's a payday.
Yeah.
So
buy the rights to three-peat.
I don't know what that costs, like what they had to pay him to be able to use that. But there was probably a check was penciled out from who owns the Chiefs, the Hunt family?
I don't know. But that would, I mean, if you had to, it's like the guy with the Rumble thing. You know, you're not, I'm literally allowed to say that because they'll sue you.
Yep.
That guy. Can't think of it. It's like a wrestling thing, right? Or something.
So they say that from the Bulls, when they three-peated, that it made Pat Riley about $300,000.
Oh.
That's from ESPN.
That's olden days.
It's really old.
Money.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a lot more today. But
well, listen, people say it all the time. Maybe he's like always on the prowl listening for people saying it. Three-peat's great.
I just had heard that they came to an agreement already. Like the Chiefs and
I'm sure
Pat
they did,
Riley
right? Figured it
came
out.
Came to a number.
Pat Riley probably said, hey guys, just so you know, it's looking like you might have a three-peat on your hands, and that's my word.
I'm going to need 3% right. of all T-shirts sold.
Right.
Let's say and that's where they make it. The money is on the merchandise.
Merch.
Yeah, the merchandise
money.
Is where he can, you know, just
and
saying
And you're
going
to have to say, go Miami Heat every time you say that.
Oh my God. No, you won't.
That's his
funny.
Team
be
now.
Funny
but,
if you, yeah, be funny yeah. if you did have to. The Kansas City Chiefs, if they win, they're the first NFL team in history to win three championships in a row. However, as individuals, Patrick Mahomes and all the people on the team will not be able to say that they are the first players ever to three-peat. It did happen one time before, only once.
Who did it?
In all of Super Bowl history, there is one single solitary player who's won the game 3 years in a row. And let's see here. He was a Niner when he did it.
What?
Yep. He won as a linebacker for the Cowboys.
Oh, so he doesn't play for the Chiefs now.
Oh, no, no. This is just a player who's won
three in a row. Is the dude's last name Haley?
No. He was a linebacker for the Cowboys. They beat the Bills in Super Bowl 27. He and the Cowboys beat the Bills again in Super Bowl 28. Then he moved to the 49ers, who beat the Chargers in Super Bowl 29 in 1995. His name is Ken Norton Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He actually has 4 rings because he was coach for the Seahawks when they won the Super Bowl 48, 2014. This is a terrible story. I feel bad for this guy. This guy almost won 3 Super Bowls in a row. He's an offensive lineman named Russ Hochstein.
Hochstein?
Hochstein.
I don't know the name at all.
He played for the Bucks in 2002, got cut in October, 3 months before they won the whole thing. Then for the next 2 years, he was a Patriot and he got 2 rings. So he would have gotten that out of him. He would have gotten one. But
that's
no.
funny. Charles Haley, the guy I said,
yeah.
did play for the Niners and the Cowboys, but he's not the guy that you were looking for.
Yeah. Because he didn't do it the answer.
I had to look it up, though. I was like, why do I think that?
Because he played for
both teams.
The last time the Eagles and the Chiefs met in the Super Bowl, Chris Stapleton made everyone cry. This was 2 years ago.
Mm.
Super Bowl 59 this Sunday. They're saying it's a repeat of that game, the Chiefs and the Eagles. And at Super Bowl 57, they say Chris Stapleton just made everybody cry. And I remember thinking that it was really good. To me, it's not Whitney Houston level, But it was so good.
I'll give you side-by-side comparison, starting at, of course, the part that everybody... This is where you show your gumption.
Yeah.
And rock is regular.
Chills. Okay, give me that from Whitney right there.
And there is absolutely no comparison.
Really? I love the anthem so much, and when you hear it performed, like, just where you're getting the eargasm going, let's hear the end of hers. Go. Crank it up.
Oh, here it comes.
Alternative ending I love so much, hitting that note. Now let me hear the end of Chris Stapleton's.
Okay, hold on a second.
God, Whitney.
There's no comparison, though.
Rest in peace.
So awful. Oh. Drugs took that voice away from us.
Now let's hear this. Soulful.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, he's great, but Whitney's... And the best part of the Whitney one, because this morning I was, you know, I was watching her do it, is watching her, like, go back and watch it, because she gets a smile on her face because she knows she's killing it.
Killing it.
And you're just with her.
Can,
like,
you do
me
a favor? Put both of those up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Like, they're just so good. Get the videos up there. Everyone was crying. They're, you know, they flash around at all the people who are standing there on the sidelines getting ready to play the game. The stress of the week washes away as the song washes over them and the tears start rolling. Even Travis Kelce's bawling while he's watching it. So this year, it's big. This is one of the biggest gigs. John Batiste is going to be singing the anthem this year, so we'll see how he does. He's very talented. Doesn't he do all the music for that, the movie Soul, the Pixar movie? And he used to be on Colbert. He's just one of those musicians who's just so easy with it. Just easy. Just, like, throws that voice around like it's nothing. Plays piano like it's nothing. So good. All right. So we'll put all that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'm so late, Vinny. I'm so sorry. What do you got coming up?
What? I'm searching John Beth. All right. Hold on. I got stuff. Don't you worry about
it. Okay. All right.
The greatest war in the history of America's is back.
Oh.
The battle for all ages.
Oh.
After these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum-ba-da-bum-ba-da-dum. Birds of a feather, we should stick together, baby. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday! Yay! Just got to get that out there. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles. Amazing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Another Alice Escape with Bruno Mars. Today at 3:05. Hi, Jane.
Hey, Janie.
Today at 3:05, listen for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357.
So easy.
And enter for your chance to win two tickets to see Bruno Mars at Dolby Live in Las Vegas on June 2nd, a two-night hotel stay at Park MGM, and round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation.
Live Nation.
Thank you.
Live Nation.
Here's what's happening. It's starting to, we're seeing some bright.
Yeah.
It might be the sun. It looks like it could be. The sun may have shown itself.
It may hide again.
Yeah.
But right now I'm seeing it.
Here's what they're saying. Because there was still a chance for rain in the morning, but it may have cleared out by now. Sun today and all weekend. So mix of clouds, I guess, for the next few hours. Sun later and all weekend.
I like that.
Super Bowl Sunday is this Sunday.
Oh.
Go Eagles.
Yes, please. Go Eagles. No, no. No to the Chiefs.
There are things throughout the years that Sarah has told me as I have a lot of questions. So I've kind of drilled down deep into her.
Mm. Oh, well. That sounds uncomfortable. Yeah.
And gotten a lot of the dirt, if you will. This isn't...
Got a lot off of me.
This isn't that bad, but it is something...
Sounds bad, but it's not that bad. Yeah.
It stuck with me, though.
Okay. What is it?
You have told me that when you were younger, you were one of those ladies who would get... what is the big soda?
Oh, like the 2 liter.
Oh, two liter.
The 2 liter bottles of Diet Coke. Yeah,
Sarah told me that when she was young, she would walk around with the 2 liter and be drinking, pulling off that all day.
I'd get a Diet Coke, pick up a 2 liter Diet Coke, and I would walk around. It would get warm, and I'd just be, that would be my water all day.
That's what you drank.
I drank it all day.
And it was Diet Coke.
Years, Diet Coke.
That was your drink.
Right.
And so you'd stop by the store, the grocery store?
Yeah. There was a little place called Odie's right up the street from my house.
And you'd go to Odie's.
Stop at Odie's, grab my 2 liter bottle of Diet Coke and be like, all right.
This and a pack of grits, Sam.
Yeah, basically.
What was your brand? You were a Marlboro Light lady?
It was either Marlboro or Marlboro Light. I was always right. Marlboro. But I mean, for a minute there, I think I was smoking Salems, which were menthol. Newport.
Yeah.
Is that what they were?
Newport's another. Yeah.
It's a menthol.
That's a menthol, too.
I think my mom smoked Salems. My dad was a Winston guy.
I had Winston for a minute.
Everybody smoked back in the day.
I smoked Winston Lights.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yes. Okay. So, yes.
Soda. It's a thing. People
you can
identify
get
with it.
To it.
Pepsi is bringing back the Pepsi Challenge.
Oh.
It's been 50 years, they say here.
It has.
I feel like I was a little boy when this was on our television.
We totally remember the Pepsi Challenge. I figured it was like an 80s thing.
If you have a preference between Pepsi and Coke, and many of us do, they say they're far from interchangeable. I actually don't think that. I've gone to places and gone, I'll have a Coke, and they go, is Pepsi okay? And I go, yeah.
Without giving it a second thought.
I don't.
Some people
like,
have like super brand loyalty, like, you know, as though they're going to be able to, I don't know, whatever. I guess some people can't tell the difference.
Often I will go.
Like it's gross soda from a restaurant.
In fact, in reality, I don't even try it. But there are times when I've been, well, if I can have a soda, I'd like a Dr. Pepper, please.
If you've got that, yeah.
Or an RC Cola, baby.
I actually want some root beer. And I'll tell you, it doesn't have to be diet either because it doesn't have any caffeine in it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, they're saying it's 50 years since the campaign debuted.
Oh,
so it did run through our childhood.
I was
going to
say, it really feels like I knew about
PepsiCo
that.
PepsiCo launched the marketing campaign known as the Pepsi Challenge in 1975, where they did taste tests and they were all on TV, these commercials, whether or not, you know, that was fudged, who knows, you know, the brilliance of TV.
The brilliance of that was, though, that people would go, I'm going to do that. I'm going to buy a Coke and I'm going to buy a Pepsi and I'm going to do the challenge.
I am sure there are people who would know their brand the second it touches their lips.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect to win that.
Right.
I mean, you've got a good shot.
But if you were just going 50-50. On a blind taste test and like, which of these do I like more? I don't know which one I'd pick.
So anyway, they're bringing that back.
Why not?
The young
challenge.
Generation will get to find out if they, in fact, can pick out their favorite of
you know,
the two.
It was a simpler time back then, though. There were only two Pepsi. There was a Pepsi and there was a Coke. And then I don't even think that the Diet Cokes had come out yet and the Diet Pepsis. I think really there was just... That was it. Maybe there was like an orange soda that might have been vying for the title or something, but there just wasn't as much variety.
RC was back then.
Nobody ever drank RC
nobody
Cola.
Drank
literally
that.
Nobody Holmes, ever drank it.
Come on.
You got to stop with that. Try to make RC Cola happen.
I love it.
Do you really though?
Yeah.
I like to tab.
They say there will be a Pepsi challenge with Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Oh.
And Coke Zero taste test as well. So
okay.
We're going to get a lot of this sort of...
It's good for everybody, really.
I guess. I mean, so if you... Like, what cracks me up is that you would get a 2 liter and if that was your daily drink. That was your water.
That was it. And then when I did finally think to myself, I should probably quit this. Then I just started buying a gallon of water and walking around with a gallon jug of water. And then people would be like, can I have some of your water? I'd be like, no, this is my water. I need all this water.
You were walking around with a gallon jug of water.
Yeah.
Like and a actually, milk jug of water.
Yes. And it was easier to walk with that because it has the full handle. You just have the, on the 2 liter, it's the screw cap with then the place you can put your finger and you rest in your fingers, you know, so you
this
have to carry it like that.
This is the part that cracks me up. As you told us this story, I get the liter or whatever it's called and I carry it like this and I,
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? When you pick those things
I
up.
Knew people who did that. Mm. I just didn't. You're one of them.
Yeah, I'm one of them. My friend Dan used to go, he was like, that's your trademark. Like, I wouldn't even know who you were if you didn't have that thing with you. I'm like, I know.
Dan?
Dan Leck. This drummer guy I know.
Dan Leck?
Yeah.
Dan Leck.
Dan Leck.
Huh. How about a fast fact?
I would love a fast fact. Thank you. Please lay it on me. You know I love those.
According to Pew Research, men who have been divorced or widowed are much more likely to want to remarry than women in the same position.
Because a dude needs someone to take care of him, and he can't trick a lady into staying with him unless he marries her.
What are you talking about? That's love. That's love.
Is it love or is it just like...
Men love love.
Could somebody please continue doing my laundry and cooking my food for me?
Nobody does my laundry. No one. I mean, I do my laundry is what I mean, but no one does my laundry.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of an outlier.
Okay.
Ben.
You saying I got totally a raw deal? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. I really feel like the
Did
lines...
Did your wife do your laundry?
Yeah.
But you did all the cooking.
Yeah.
I think that people have different roles now too. And plus, because we all have different like job situations.
I cleaned.
Yeah.
Cleaned and cooked.
But like I could not picture my dad without my mom. So if my mom had passed, you know, 30 years ago, 100% he would have found someone to cook and clean and do his laundry and put out, you know, all the stuff Gentry needs. Definitely. I'm not surprised by that at all. I would definitely remarry because I'd be like, you know, I got a job open for a guy who's exactly like my husband was where I just got to come home and sit down and then he would like, you know, take care of everything, make all the plans, cook all the food, do all the shopping.
You know what's weird? This is very old timey, but my grandpa, my mom's dad, was the greatest guy. I loved this guy. I really did. Awesome. Hey, Bonte's back.
Yeah, Bonte's back.
You're already back.
Bonte! He's chatting out there.
He left us, and now he's already back. It's amazing.
Get out of here! Just go! You broke our heart!
You broke my heart!
He literally can't even hear us.
My grandpa, my mom's mom passed away when she was like 13.
Okay.
So she was a little girl.
Right, very young.
Her mom went to heaven, like pneumonia or something like that. Which is terrible.
It's horrible. Like, what an awful time to lose your mom.
Three little
too.
Kids.
Right.
So they had to
And your mom's the oldest.
Yes.
Okay.
So they had to live with my great grandparents while my grandpa continued to work, but couldn't take care of the kids.
Right.
So he ends up with I ended up with a step grandma is my point.
Oh.
And there was a point when I got a little older where I was looking at the two going, they're just not people that seem compatible.
Oh.
They like didn't really talk to each other.
So you're saying he married because he was desperate to get someone to take care of the kids.
Get his kids back.
Right. Oh.
Like the kids were having to live with it. And there was a very different reality back in the 70s. Or what? Actually, that was even the 60s.
Right.
Yikes.
Wow.
So anyway, I do think you're right though, that there are people who are marrying because they have absolute motives.
Yeah, I need to listen. These were all I can't do everything. Please, come on.
29% of previously married men want to tie the knot again, compared to just 15% of previously married women.
Hmm. Well, I mean, if I meet a really rich guy, I don't think about it.
Oh,
you know.
Well, I think it's one of your sayings. It's just as easy to fall in love with a rich guy, Sarah.
I think that's just a saying.
Oh.
I don't know that it's one of my sayings. I have said it.
If I ever get married again, I'm marrying for money this time.
Is that your? Is that a saying or is that your?
No,
he's literally putting that out on the table. So, rich lady alert, we got a guy for you.
He can dance.
Mm.
He's got a bum hip and he can still let it rip.
Right. But he won't have a bum hip for long.
Right. And then I don't even know what we'll do with the hip thrust once they're both all.
Oh my God.
I'm bringing the dance splits back. They'll pop off the floors. It's all coming back.
Abraham Lincoln.
Great guy.
had a Confederate $5 bill on him when he was assassinated.
Did he?
They say he picked it up as a souvenir from when he'd gone to East Virginia earlier that month.
Oh, my goodness. That worthless $5 bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha!
Well, East Virginia.
I've
East
got
Virginia.
Some Confederate money.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Civil War history is big where I grew up, and so, you know, it's just kind of
you're right
thing.
There on the line.
Yeah, so. So if you need any Confederate money is what I'm saying. I've got it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't, but thanks.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, 415. I didn't even get to that because I was so busy with her soda. 415 asks, Sarah.
Sarah.
Did this Dan Leck guy ever get lucky?
No. He's a roommate of mine, and I knew him. He was just like, you know, from the neighborhood.
Oh, Dan. What was wrong with Dan?
Nothing. He had a girlfriend, Dan and I are still in touch, actually. I could reach out to Dan.
Oh, so you say there's still a chance?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh.
There is no chance. Not for
Dan.
Either of us. His wife Mary's lovely, and my husband John, very, you know, he's a very jealous guy. No chance for me and Dan.
Oh, 650. I agree with Sarah. Men lock down a woman on the second marriage. Women lock down men on the first marriage.
Oh.
Boy, way to make us all feel like suckers.
Yeah. Well, way to lock other people down. It's just the whole, like, locking down of someone is just
it's
feels
not
wrong.
Delightful.
Yeah.
It's not a nice thought. Crunch.
Are you ready for the lockdown?
Dad's root beer is the best soda.
Which kind of root beer?
Dad's root beer is the best soda.
Dad's, huh? I don't even know Dad's. I usually, this like Barks and A&W are like the ones that are just always around. But I'll take any root beer. I love root beer.
Any root beer?
I like root beer.
I
mean,
do
I'll
too.
Try it. Yeah. I mean, I guess I would take any root beer. If you've got root beer on tap here, I will have that above everything else.
I'll tell you, this is going to be controversial as you are a root beer lover.
Yes.
Some of those high-end root beers are not nearly as good as some of the regular old can of root beer.
I agree with you. There's one that I keep seeing it everywhere. It's in like a dark brown beer bottle looking thing. And I always am like, oh, okay. Thanks. But they, you know, it's like looks fancier.
But
you
can't
just order an A&W
right.
or something.
Oh my God, you guys.
What now? What do we do now?
Whitney is not singing that song live.
That's not true.
Hey, listen, even if she's not singing that song live, which she definitely is.
She's not.
That's
actually the running story is that she lip-synced that. She
doesn't matter.
It.
She lip-synced that so perfectly that I refuse to believe anything other than she did that live. So even if she did, it doesn't matter. She did that. She performed that. She's amazing. Was amazing. Rest in peace.
So Sarah was pulling on a grit and chugging Diet Coke in between tonsil hockey with Guitar John at Camp Umuckus.
Umuckus, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't remember where I was in my journey of Diet Coke. I can't really remember. For years I had that though. I love Diet Coke.
It cracks me up.
There started being all these studies about, is it aspartame? Is that the sweetener that's in it? Whatever the sweetener was in it, they were like, you're going to, like, I've done so many things. Like, apparently the aluminum in antiperspirant and certain sweeteners, like, I'm screwed. I can already feel my brain leaving.
By the
I got to go. I'm leaving.
The official answer is that she did sing, but she sang into a dead microphone and they played a recording because they had to play backup recordings to prevent technical issues. So,
that's okay. You know what? Whatever. She's amazing. Was amazing.
Second place.
You're giving her second place? I'm not giving her second place.
Chris Stapleton really did that.
Yeah, but his was just
in front
not
of all
as stirring.
The peoples.
Not as stirring. We don't know. We don't know that. Maybe he also, maybe he just remembered every inflection that he made. You don't know.
Is this some kind of joke?
I don't know.
You
hate not sure. I'm never sure when it's a joke on the show or not. Never quite sure.
All right. What's coming up in the trash?
The weekend tickets.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.